You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
702.
Bongani Bingwa.
Wrapping up your day.
Gosh, is there any country in the world as exciting, as interesting, as dynamic, as infuriating as South Africa? It was around this time last week, exactly a week ago, that we were all focused on the National Assembly. It was, of course, the vote of the motion of no confidence against the president. And it's more than a week later and we've moved on. It was meant to be a seminal moment, a fork in the road, if you will. But a week later, there's so much more to unpack. Well, the ANC hasn't quite moved on because they are planning to discipline at least three MPs who publicly admitted, they say, that they voted in support of the motion of no confidence against the president. The party's National Working Committee decided at a meeting yesterday that these MPs must face a disciplinary inquiry. You'll remember, of course, the president making remarks over the weekend about the idea of people who are members of the party needing to have an ANC conscience, he said, whatever that means. Today, ANC Secretary General Gwede Mandashe says the party is not going to embark on a witch hunt necessarily, however, those who have publicly said they supported the DA's motion must be disciplined. He says three of them have confirmed they voted with the opposition. We will have to deal with that situation because if we don't, we'll destroy the essence of being an organization. So that's where the situation is. What does this all mean in light of the Constitutional Court ruling, which put the ball back in Balekambete's court as far as deciding how all of this was to be played out? Joining us on the line is Senior Lecturer in Public Law at the University of Cape Town, Kathy Powell. Thank you for your time. Gwede Mandashe says it's not a witch hunt, but you know, even if it's not, how on earth are they going to determine which ones to discipline? Because we're looking at least 30 MPs and maybe as many as 40.
Well, the quote that you've just given of him suggests that it's not a witch hunt because they're not going to try find out whether you voted no if you haven't actually said you voted. Voted against President Zuma, unless you've actually said you voted against Zuma. So that is the way they are getting out of the witch hunt charge, is that unless they know, because you yourself publicly said that you voted for the motion of no confidence, then you're safe.
Well, I have to come in there, Kathy, because I'm not sure if there's any of them have actually said categorically, many of them have said before the vote at least, that they would vote with their consciences. Of them have categorically said they specifically voted against what the party line. And so the assumption is, if on the basis of voting, with their conscience, they're going to be targeted, does that suggest that one's conscience is different from what the party line suggests?
Well, that is what Zuma's quote seems to suggest, doesn't it? You mustn't have a conscience, you must have an ANC conscience. And that is a very good point. If the very call or the very claim by an ANC member that they're going to vote with their conscience is interpreted as I'm going to vote against Zuma, then it somehow suggests that there's something bad about a conscience.
At least the conscience diverges from the ANC party line.
Which means that the ANC doesn't have a conscience.
Yes,
it has something called an ANC conscience, which Zuma has not explained. But reading from past statements by Zuma loyalists, it's all about loyalty being the only value. So I suppose that's the conscience element: is that as long as you're loyal to your leader, you're a good person. I think you're pointing out a very good aspect, which is that if you are going to read a statement that I will vote for my conscience as a statement that you're going to vote against Zuma, firstly, it is still a witch hunt because the person has not admitted to voting against Zuma, and you cannot say a conscience is a non-ANC thing.
Yeah, I mean, it was very interesting interviewing a lot of these MPs prior to the motion of no confidence last week, and a number of them repeatedly framed their statements around this issue of the conscience without categorically spelling it out in that way. Now, if we go back to the Concord ruling that allowed the Speaker to exercise her discretion to call for a secret ballot, it also warned against the intimidation of MPs, surely by punishing any of them, no matter how you determine why you need to punish them. That is exactly what you are doing post facto, aren't you?
Definitely. I think that any disciplinary processes against people whom the party thinks have voted against Zuma for doing so are doomed to fail. I mean, they'd be thrown out in court in one of two ways. Either the actual provision in the ANC constitution that nobody may vote against what the ANC decides could itself be found to be unconstitutional. And there are elements in the secret ballot judgment, elements in the Chief Justice's description of how the Lekembetwa must exercise their discretion that suggest that you must leave it free. Constitutionally, it is required that MPs vote with their conscience, and because they owe their first allegiance to the Constitution and the people of South Africa, not their parties. So one argument is to say that the provision in the Constitution on which they're relying when they carry out these disciplinary action proceedings is unconstitutional, therefore can't form the basis of a disciplinary proceeding. The other is to claim that it's unreasonable. Unreasonableness is one of the factors you look at in administrative law to expel or discipline people on a basis that the constitutional court has already suggested is not acceptable. So you don't throw the rule out at the beginning, but when it's actually acted on, you say, no, hang on a minute, what these people were doing is what the constitutional court said was their duty. And well, therefore, you can't throw them out.
Precisely. There are many who will now put the charge to the governing party and say the ANC is not serious about constitutionalism, because a fundamental tenet of that is for the House to hold the executive to account. These MPs will believe that's precisely what they were doing, and moreover, they've broken no law.
Yes. There's a huge problem with constitutionalism in the ANC now. As you point out, they're meant to hold the executive to account, and the Nkandla judgment chastised them for not doing so. So they've already once been found expressly by a court not to do it. We can see them now fighting holding the executive to account in the form of Zuma. The other way they're not supporting the constitution is that they're not abiding by the decisions of the constitutional court. And in this particular case, we're talking about the way that Mogoeng read and explained the duties of MPs under the Constitution, which is not to support their party at all costs, but to support the Constitution itself and the public.
So in a way, if then action is taken against these MPs, despite Mogoeng's warnings in his ruling, isn't that thumbing the ANC's nose at the Constitutional Court?
Very much so. Now, that is, when you say that they are acting in an unconstitutional manner, they're doing it so blatantly in two respects, both towards the executive and towards the judiciary. So they can't claim after this that they respect the constitution and uphold the rule of law.
Are we to be worried about this, Kathy?
Yes, I think we are. I think there are two factors. There's the unconstitutional behavior, there are people getting away with assaulting women. There are a whole lot of extremely crass acts of criminality or unconstitutional behavior, corruption and so on, for which nobody's being held to account. But I think what's worrying me more is that there's less and less attempt to disguise or justify the unconstitutional behavior of the people in power. And when it stops becoming, you know, one doesn't like hypocrisy, but when people are hypocritical, they're at least pretending to hold to a value, constitutionalism. But when they drop the hypocrisy,
and it's brazen,
it becomes sheer. I'm in power, so I'll do what I want. I mean, it sounds like Donald Trump. And I think you were saying, you know, there's no country quite as exciting as South Africa. I think U.S. takes is a close second for the very same reason. That we have leaders in power who don't even pretend to abide by the values that are meant to found the entire nation.
All right, Kathy Powell on the line there from Cape Town, senior lecturer in public law at UCT. Thank you for your time. Some very, very concerning developments from Luthuli House for sure.